All right, so I'm starting to record here. So can you ask your question again so that everybody knows what you are talking about?
I didn't understand.
This is a very good question, which is the homework actually. Is part of the homework is to explain what do we mean when we say we read life using the names of Allah. If we go back to the notes, right, and we look at the name Al-Khaliq, we look at the name what?
Al-Khaliq.
And we want to explain life using the name of Al-Khaliq. Then, the name of Al-Khaliq will answer a question that people are fighting about. Trust me, people are fighting about it every single day.
Really?
Yeah. It's a big fight there. Not really a fight, but arguments.
Oh, okay.
People are arguing about the answer to this question. Trust me, one third of the world population, all right, have the wrong answer.
Wow.
Right?
Ouch.
Okay?
Bad.
So, the only, you know, not the only ones, but the majority of the ones who have the right answers are Muslims, Christians, and Jews.
Oh, okay.
Those three groups or religions have the right answer about this particular question. Some other people do have these that are not Jewish, not Muslims, not Christians, have the right answer as well. But there's a big argument about that. The answer to this question comes from the name of Allah,
Al-Khaliq.
Or Al-Ladhi Khalaq. So Allah is Al-Ladhi Khalaq. Does that answer the question? Easy. So now, the people who are not wearing the glasses of Iqra, they are going to say, they may say a different answer. But the people who are wearing the glasses of Iqra, they will say what? The right answer. So, and to further emphasize that, in the next ayah Allah said, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ. So he is the one who brought us to existence from?
A clot of blood.
Got it? So that's how can we read life using the names of Allah. This is one of the meanings of the word Iqra. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the names of Allah. Read in the name of Allah, the one who created. Now, another meaning also implied in this statement is that when Allah says created, then he created what? Existence, right? So, it could also mean that Allah is telling you, read existence, right? Read the existence using the names of Allah. It could also mean that. There are so many meanings you can get out of the statement. And this is the beauty of the Quran, that the inspiring part of the Quran, the what?
Inspiring
part of the Quran can be understood in different ways. All of them are the same, right? All of them are the same, lead to the same fact. It's a fact that but can be understood using different angles or different perspectives. But there are part of the Quran which is called the rules and regulations. Can you understand the rules and regulations in different ways?
Yes.
No, it's only one way. Like Allah says, don't drink alcohol. It's just like, that's it. There's only one. It's a perfectly understandable English language or Arabic language that says don't. Go ahead.
But like I was reading this one book, it said like cut off the hands of a thief. Like you can take it in two ways. You can literally cut it off, but you can also like cut like you know when you say you cut off my sentence, you can kind of like move their hands from thieving again. So you can interpret in different ways.
Okay, there's direct interpretation and there is indirect interpretation. When the direct interpretation, okay, battles the indirect interpretation, the direct interpretation would win. Like if we are arguing together and I'm using the direct interpretation and you are using the indirect interpretation. Who wins?
The direct.
Got it? Okay. So you can say whatever you want, at the end, the direct interpretation will prevail. So do it. Do any kind of... Say cutting the hand means stop him from stealing. Say cutting the hand, put him in jail. Say whatever you want to say. At the end, the interpretation that will prevail is the direct interpretation, which is literally cut it off. Got it? Okay. Now, اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Read, and your Lord is the most generous. There are so many ways to understand that, but let's pick one of the nice ways to understand. Read, and your Lord is the most generous. It means that, go ahead. Masha Allah, Masha Allah. You get a star today.
Yay.
In your homework, put a star for yourself.
You have like the first part of my
Okay. Which one? Which one is
on?
Okay. Put a star on it. Okay. No. Okay. So I got your homework. I got your homework.
What about the drawing?
Mine.
Okay.
Are you going to take the drawing book?
Yes. Do you?
Yeah, the drawing book.
Do you have the drawings? Do you? Good. Good. Good.
Wait, the drawings.
That's fine. So, okay. Okay. How about you? Okay. Do I have any more drawings?
No.
Okay. So, going back is اقرأ وربك الأكرم. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Okay. Let's say it together and then understand what it means. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. This is the correct understanding. Okay? Now, we will test the memorization of every one of you now before we continue the meanings of اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Yeah, let's do. Yeah, اقرأ.
أعوذ بالشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Blank sheet of paper. This is very good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. That's fine. Put your name here and give yourself 10.
Yay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq.